Now to our global hit. In the digital universe of iTunes, Facebook, and more, it's hard to spot a breakout music star. In the U.S., album charts don't seem to matter that much anymore, but in South Africa, they still do. And in that country, one 23-year-old singer-songwriter is breaking records. The World's Alex Gallifant reports from Johannesburg.
Another bird has gone. Another part of each of us is gone.
Her name is Zahara. It's a stage name. She grew up in a small village called Pumlani. She sang in church mostly, taught herself guitar, and wrote a few songs. Then, not long ago, she was performing at an open mic in a nearby town. A record producer happened to be there, signed her up, and made an album. And Zahara's world went a little crazy.
It was like in 13 days, everybody was singing my songs. Everybody has an opinion about you. And wherever you go, everybody feels like they know you.
Zahara's album, Loliwe, has gone 6 times platinum in South Africa, selling more than 300,000 copies. It's a heady moment for Zahara. But the songs on Loliwe aren't about the buzz. For one thing, they were almost all written before she was discovered, some in English, others in the Xhosa language. Take the title track.
My parents would tell me stories. Loliwe, it's a train. So they would tell me, in the olden days, our forefathers and our fathers would travel by a train to come to Johannesburg looking for work.
As Zahara puts it, some of them came back to their villages and some didn't. And those who came back often returned with other children. They had wives in the city and in the village. Families were stretched. But Zahara's point to the children of those families, now grown up, is get over it.
There's the part that says Sulezo nyembezi mdagwetu nangwesiza. It says wipe your tears, my brother or my sister, because whatever you were praying for is coming. Loliwe, which is the train, is bringing it. For me, it's a metaphor. It's like, just pick yourself up. You might not know your father, who's your father or who's your mother, but I believe that you're not a mistake.
It's a ripe moment for that kind of message. Many young black South Africans are frustrated at the slow pace of development. An equal share in the country seems a long way off. They may be part of the post-apartheid generation, but they're still struggling. How you respond to that struggle is the key. And South Africans do have a pretty good role model.
Oh, you have no idea.
A few weeks back, Zahara was invited to play for that role model.
Oh my gosh, that was so emotional for me. And probably the highlight of my life, not just my musical career. I just played for Utata, Tata Mandela.
Tata means father, as in father of the nation.
I went there, I was like, okay, this is Tata Mandela's house. I was stepping in and I was literally shaking. So when I went there, and they said, I thought we'd be sitting in the lounge or something, in the sitting room. And then, no, they told me, he's up there in his bedroom. So I went to play where he sleeps, where he thinks, where he does everything. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then he was sitting in a couch. And I was sitting right at his feet, right at his feet. And he held my hand and he told me I'm a special kid. I was like, yeah.
In the this song, Zahara name-checks some of her heroes from the freedom struggle. Mandela, Walter Sisulu, Helen Joseph, and others. In other words, she knows where she comes from. As for where she's headed, well, next year, all being well, the United States on tour. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, Johannesburg.
We asked Zahara to reprise the two songs she played for Nelson Mandela. You can watch her perform acoustic versions at theworld.org. Alex Galifant traveled to Johannesburg with assistance from the International Reporting Project. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
Matter.